comes head coach Mike Boshi to speak with us. After a big win by his Bemidji State team. And Mike, if I told you before the game that John Morgan was only going to play 14 minutes and have 0 points and you were going to win by 29, you would have laughed in my face. But that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. You know, the foul, pretty cheap in my estimation, and I wasn't very happy about it. But, you know, in the second half, he did something. I can't remember if he got it hit or if he jammed it into something. So I'm very concerned about what's going to happen with that.
Was it his foot or?
No, it's his hand.
Oh, his hand, okay.
It's almost the same spot as Cody Land wears.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they'll take a look at that and try and figure it out. Maybe he'll play tomorrow and maybe he won't, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, let's talk about the good stuff.
Right.
90-61, came home and opened the season in a big way in the Northern Sun here with your first home game. And it seemed like a lot of things were going right for your team. What did you see from the bench that was going well?
Well, it starts defensively. You know, been pretty solid. You know, other than the Crookston game, where Crookston kind of, you know, took it to us a little bit. They had some guys go off that I wasn't really expecting to go off. You know, we get down to Florida. I felt like we defended really well down there. You know, kept us in the game the first night. We just didn't shoot. We couldn't throw in the ocean. We were really close to it, by the way, but we really couldn't throw it in there. And then the second night, we defended really well against a good Eckert team, but we shot it better. And then Northern, we just had really one bad stretch where we just played awful on both ends. And then we kicked their butt, you know, and another stretch after that, like a 33-14 run. But it was just too much to overcome. And then Moorhead, pretty consistent basketball, good defensively again, and we're good offensively. And then tonight I felt like we just put it all together for, you know, a large portion of the game. We were playing at a pretty high level, even without Ja and Cody Landwehr, which is a big blow. Really disappointed with him being out for a while here too.
Yeah, it was kind of a slow start offensively for both teams. Nobody was really shooting the ball that well. They actually led 14-13 with about 14, actually at the first media timeout. That was the last time they led. Then you guys just kind of took over. You had a 15-2 run. You built yourself a big lead, and you just never really let them threaten. Even though they tried there early in the second half, you really never let them get back in the game.
No, you know, we started moving the ball a little bit. I felt like we were a little stagnant early on with some of the stuff that we're doing. We switched some things up, and we got into a little rhythm with one of our movements that just gave him some problems, but it was really just giving us some really good looks. And, you know, we were doing it without John in a large portion of that stretch as well. And then other than just some discipline issues in the second half, I felt offensively pretty solid, pretty solid.
And Max Bjorklund had some really explosive moves to the basket tonight. That's got to be a good sign with the injury that he had last year. He's clearly back to 100%, and he is really a difference maker when he drives it to the hoop.
Yeah, I think we've just been struggling with Max, just letting the game come to him. Sometimes I feel like he wants to be a jaw, or he wants to be something that he's not ready to be yet. We're trying to groom him into some of those things, you know, in practice, but if he just lets the game come to him, yes, he has those abilities to do it. He just can't get in his own way, so to speak, with his decision making. And but yeah, he's explosive. Still working on getting him to go left a little bit more and be a little bit more aggressive that way. But he's good defensively. He can guard the ball. He needs to see the floor a little bit better defensively. Some of the switching that we do, but. He's a young kid. He's trying to get better, and he's working hard, and that's all you can ask.
One of four players in double figures was Max Bjorklund. Nick Wagner leading the way, 28, 10 of 14 shooting, 5 and 9 beyond the arc. That's why he's here, right?
Yeah, and that's what I want on him. Obviously, I can't get 28 points on 14 shots every night from him, but that's what I'm trying to drill into him a little bit. I don't want a volume shooter out there. I want a basketball player that can make plays for others as well as himself. He's got a great knack for shooting the ball from deep range, but I don't always want that. I want him to get closer to the hoop as much as he possibly can to make it easier on other parts of his game, and I think he's getting the message.
Well, the Northern Sun, if you lose, it's good because you get to jump right back into it, but you don't get to celebrate the wins very long.
No.
Coming in tomorrow is Augie that put up 101 tonight at Crookston.
What was the score?
101-68.
Jeepers.
That's who's coming to town tomorrow, Augustana. What are you going to have to do defensively to slow that train down?
Well, Cody's got to take his cast off, and John's got to hopefully has a good rest. But, no, I mean, we'll get the guys ready. We'll watch film in the morning, you know, and get them a good picture of what Augie is and what they're all about and try to figure out a way to slow them down a little bit. But it's a really good, tough team. They're They're a tough group of guys that play really hard. They attack the offensive glass unbelievably well. And, you know, they've just got good players all around. It's a really good ball club. We'll have to be at our best. We'll have to play with a lot of discipline, a lot of toughness to keep up with them.
Well, Mag, thanks for your time. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Head coach Mike Boshi joining us after tonight's game. Our Otter Tail Power Player of the Game, Nick Wagner, will be joining us here in a moment. Nick Wagner tonight with 28 points, leading the way for Bemidji State. If you need volume, it's right here. You just throw it on there, and if you need it to be louder or softer, that's your spot.
Okay.
Well, Nick, big night, 28 points on 14 shots. That's the way basketball is played, right?
Yeah, of course. obviously, you want to be as efficient as possible, and that's always, you know, going to lead to wins, especially, you know, wins like tonight where we, you know, go on and win by 29.
And not only were you 10 of 14 from the field, 5 of 9 beyond the arc, you had 8 rebounds, you had 4 assists, so it was a big night not only for you scoring, but you were getting everybody involved.
Yeah, especially after Jao went out, we knew, you know, we were down a playmaker. With him getting 2 fouls in the first and then getting, you know, that hand injury in the second. So I knew being down a playmaker that someone needed to step up. And tonight it was me. Just I ended up with the ball in my hands. And, of course, we got a lot of guys that can step up and do that. Griff had a great first half. You know, Max really attacked the basket well that second half. And just really got it going.
As a player, when you're out on the floor in a situation like that where your team just keeps building on a lead, talk about playing in that situation. How does it feel to be out there when it seems like everybody's making shots?
Just a lot of fun. Of course, you get up like that, there's not really much pressure, and it really helps you keep calm and knock down shots. And, you know, of course, we struggled a little bit on defense for that one stretch, but other than that, I thought we were, you know, pretty solid defensively. And, yeah, just feels good to get a win like that.
Don't get to celebrate wins very long in the Northern Sun on a Friday. Tomorrow night you got to play Augustana to put up 101 tonight at Crookston. No. Talk about trying to slow that train down and keeping your offense going tomorrow night.
Yeah, of course, Augustana's always been really good. And, of course, they got a lot of good players again this year like always. And we feel like we can compete with anyone. We feel like we can beat anyone, especially on our home floor.
Well, Nick, 2 in a row. Let's make it 3 tomorrow.
Yeah, of course.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Nick Wagner, tonight's Otter Tail Power Player of the Game. We'll take one final break and finish up with stats next. Again, the final score, Bemidji State 90, Wayne State 61 on the Beaver Radio Network.